Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. Dietz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Beckert out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Ken is 0 and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. One out. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Canizaro 0 for a passed ball. Spear moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to third. Mays moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas bunts and there's an error on the play. Canizaro moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to third for the out. Pappas moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Pappas moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0-for-1 in the game. Wicker is hit by the pitch. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Wicker goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie Williams now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Mays moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mays moves to third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuentes for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canizaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Deed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-3 in the game. Marichal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-4 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards third. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.